We may be in the middle of the 2012 race for the White House, but for many political junkies, it seems it's never too early to start thinking about 2016. And after a particularly tough week for President Obama, the speculation about 4 years from now seems to be building. Let's bring in Paul Bedard, the Washington Secrets columnist at The Examiner. Well, Paul, the president's mounting this investigation into leaks. We find out he got outraised in campaign funds last month by Mitt Romney. So are Democrats starting to get worried, do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Democrats have definitely been worried. I mean, we've been hearing for, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, the argument from Democrats asking, why should we vote for President Obama? We know he doesn't like Mitt Romney, and that's kind of their campaign, but a lot of concern. And the result is a lot of Democrats are going, hey, let's think about the next race. And who, of course, would be the star of that show but one, Hillary Clinton, his Secretary of State.
Why is that?
Well, that's because she has, well, half the Democrats like her. The other half liked Obama. And so she's still in the game. You had Bill Clinton, of course, playing kind of his game this past week with undercutting President Obama. So you've got a lot more talk about Hillary to the point, Nathan, where some Democrats are saying, okay, if President Obama loses re-election, doesn't that hurt Hillary Clinton? And they say no, because if Obamacare, for example, is dismissed by the Supreme Court, what's left in his legacy? Foreign policy. And who gets credit for that? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
But even with all that, Paul, you know, Hillary Clinton has been pretty adamant whenever she's asked the question about whether she's thinking about running again, that she's basically done with politics. She's retired from that part of her life. Not quite Sherman-esque, maybe, but what makes Democrats think that she might be thinking about running in 4 years?
Well, the more she says no, the more they think yes. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast here. Of course, she can't say she's interested in the job when she's working for the guy who she's trying to reelect. Yes, she has said she's over politics, but you just get the feeling from Clintonistas, those who were close to her, and of course Bill Clinton's network, that something is going on below the surface. You know, she still has her kind of pack set up, and so there's an organization that she can quickly tap once she decides to get in, even if Obama wins. You know, she would still be the presumed front runner in 2016.
Because, as you say, about half of Democrats liked her 4 years ago and the other half liked President Obama. But what about some other Democrats who may be thinking of running as well? Could some others put a formidable race up against Hillary Clinton should she decide to run?
Oh, of course. I mean, her biggest rivals, Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, worked for Bill Clinton as one of his cabinet secretaries, has kind of run New York, amazingly for a liberal Democrat, as a conservative with cutting some taxes and cutting spending. So he wants the job, no question about it, but the heart will be with Hillary.
What about Martin O'Malley, the current chairman of the Democratic Governors Association? I think he's been trying to put himself out there on a national level prominently, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been doing as much as anybody can to, you know, let people notice who he is, why he wants to run. He's a progressive. That wing of the party will love him. They will love that he raised taxes. But once you get to the general election, it's a non-starter.
All right. Thanks as always, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Bedard is the Washington Secrets columnist at The Examiner.